DUI Attorney Payment Plans. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 19, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is DUI Attorney Payment Plans. Many attorneys, including myself, accept payment plans to pay for the attorney's fees for a DUI case. This only makes sense because most of my clients work for a living, and suddenly having the expense of having to pay for an attorney is something they did not anticipate, and so paying overtime is reasonable. When you talk to an attorney about the payment plans that they offer, you should keep in mind a couple of things. A first question should be, do they charge interest for doing a payment plan on the unpaid balance? I do not charge interest, and that's certainly a legitimate point you should ask an attorney about. The second is, do they have any penalties for not paying on time? Are there any, do you have to pay within a certain time period? And if you don't, that they have a penalty? I do not have any penalties like that. Thirdly, is there any penalty for prepayment if you pay ahead of time? Again, my agreement does not have anything like that. A fourth thing you should keep in mind is, do they have any penalties or payments or fees to change the terms of the agreement? I know that in the course of a case, a client's finances could change. And so what they thought initially they could pay, it turns out later that they cannot. They need to have the payments lowered. For example, they may lose their job or their income go down, or they have some other expense that they did not anticipate. And so they ask me if they can change the payment plans and lower those. And I certainly am more than open to changing the plans in that way. Some attorneys, though, charge a fee for doing that. And in doing so, they're emulating what I would think is one of the worst things we get from credit cards, namely fees that have no relationship to any costs that are incurred. As an example, I remember hearing a story a few years ago about a credit card company that charged to exchange money from dollars into a foreign currency, say euros. If the purchase was made in euros, they charged a 3% fee for doing it. I remember reading about a guy who was in Ecuador. He had a big medical bill. I think it was about $9,000. He paid that, and he got his credit card statement, and then there was a 3% fee for exchanging it into the local currency as part of the transaction. Well, he called the credit card company up and complained and said that, wait a second, there's got to be a mistake here because the local currency is the dollar, the American dollar. They don't have a local currency. And so you charged me a fee to convert from dollars into dollars, which doesn't make sense. The response the person got was, well, we tack that fee on all transactions like that. So in short, there was no cost involved because there was no cost involving transferring it from dollars into dollars, but it was just an excuse to have an additional fee. So attorneys that charge additional fees to simply change the terms of the payment plan, there's no reason for that. There is no cost involved. So that's another thing you should look for, is to see if the attorney is going to charge a fee to change the terms if your finances change. Another factor to consider is most attorneys like myself prefer to take a credit card and then on a agreed-upon date, say the 15th of every month, take a payment on the card. Well, one of the things you should be looking for is, does the attorney give you a warning ahead of time? I give reminder notices out 2-3 days ahead of time that we're going to do it. The reason for that is I don't want the client to get short, so I give them the reminder notice so that if it looks like they don't have enough money in the account to do that, then that gives them a warning that they can call me and tell me so we can work something else out, because I don't want to overdraw their account. So again, the other thing that you should be looking for is, does the attorney say he's going to give you reminders ahead of time so if there's any problems with your finances? One last thing is any agreement should say, if it's for a flat fee, flat refundable, non-refundable fee, it should say that you may be entitled to a refund if for any reason the agreement is canceled. So again, look for that in any payment plan that the attorney may have. So these are factors that you should be looking for if you do a payment plan for a DUI attorney attorney's fees. If you have any questions, please call me.